I think that's correct.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I'd like to call to order the February 1st, 2024 meeting of the Tacoma Civil Service Board. May we have the roll call, please?
Board Member Ballantyne? Present. Board Member Klein?
Present.
Board Member Hanson?
Present.
Board Member Sexton?
Here.
Board Member Wick?
Board Member Wick is excused from the meeting.
Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance?
Here.
Okay. If you've all had a chance to review the minutes for January 4th, would someone like to make a motion?
Move to approve the minutes.
I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that passed. Motion passes. Communication for information. The board will hold a study session on the topic of unclassified and classified service following this meeting. Actions on matters still pending new business. Don't have anything. Consideration matters set for public hearing, nothing. Civil service coordinator report.
No report this evening.
Okay. Human resource director report and requests.
Good evening, Chair Hanson and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Shelby Fritz, Human Resources Director, and I have the following information to report to you this evening. Tonight, you will hear a request for our first waiver of the residency requirement since elimination of the blanket waiver. My team has collected some information for you regarding the impacts of the residency requirement, which I'll share with you in a memo following this meeting. Some information to note. Classified employees make up the majority of our city's workforce. As of our latest employment data, the city of Tacoma currently employs a total of 1,924 permanent classified employees and 1,051 unclassified employees, constituting a total of 2,975 permanent employees, excluding the positions exempted by police that because they're police, fire, library, and locations outside of the city limits. In 2023, the city hired 166 permanent classified employees, and 68% of those individuals were non-residents. Based on this historical data, we project a similar percentage this year, necessitating an estimated 10 residency waiver requests before coming before the Civil Service Board each month. Given this number of requests, I am again asking you to consider holding space for a special virtual meeting each week on Thursday at 12:30 via Zoom. These meetings would be specific to the residency waiver requests and would be scheduled for 30 minutes. If there are no residency waivers to consider by Tuesday, the meeting will be canceled. I know it's a significant time commitment for the board, but I'm hoping to minimize it as much as possible with this proposed meeting plan. Next item is, as you've likely heard, the City Council welcomed a new council member, Jamika Scott, who replaces Council Member Keith Blocker. Council Member Olgi Diaz was also elected after serving out the remainder of a position that was vacated early. And John Hines was selected as the deputy mayor. So some big changes in our city council. You're probably also aware that the Charter Review Committee has begun its meetings. And it appears to be weekly. All the information about their meetings, recordings of the meetings, agendas, and other materials are available on the city's website under City Charter Review. So just wanted to make sure you knew that resource was available. With that, I'll move on to requests to the Civil Service Board and invite Kat Flores, Human Resources Analyst, forward to present a request for an extension of a temporary appointment for Natalie Sanders.
Thank you, Shelby. Chair Hanson
and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Kat Flores, and I'm Human Resources Analyst for the Human Resources Department. And with me today is Wendy Hobson. She's the Office Manager here in Human Resources. What I have for you is a request for an temporary extension for Natalie Sanders. She has been with us in originally as the project that she was first appointed to in her temporary position had been gone away. We now still have two extended absences within our staffing, which she continues now to support all of those activities within the department, not only for Talent Solutions, myself, and all of the other analysts, but also all of the other departments within Human Resources. So again, she has been very instrumental. She is here, but currently she's actually being the tech support for this very meeting. So just wanted you to make sure you recognize that she is here. And again, I'd like to see if Wendy, the office manager, if you had a few words to say.
I really hope you'll approve this temporary extension. Natalie has been critical to the support of my team and the daily work that we do in Human Resources. As Kat mentioned, we do have two employees that are currently on extended leave, and Natalie is filling that important role while these employees are out. In order to, for business continuity, we need Natalie. So she's been an excellent employee, and just hope you'll approve our request.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
To either of you, I guess. Why hasn't Natalie been offered a permanent position?
We do not have funding for a permanent position. Shelby was able to get funding to do this second extension, but beyond that, we don't have funding at this time.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
I move to grant the city's request for an extension of temporary appointment for Natalie Sanders, Human Resources Assistant.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. The motion passes.
I just wanted to say thank you. We appreciate it within HR, and again, your time tonight. Thanks.
And Kat, don't go anywhere. You are also up because Kat has graciously covered for another analyst who couldn't be here, and it is for a waiver of competitive examination for Andrew Long.
Good evening, Hanson, and our distinguished board members. My name is Kat Flores. I am filling in for Jessica Madrigal, who is the HR analyst for our IT department. I'd like to bring up Mary Kay Larson. She is an IT technology manager and here to support Andy Long, who is going for a waiver of competitive exam. Just a couple words briefly, then I'd like to turn it over to Mary Kay for additional comment. But Andy Long, he's here sitting behind me. He has been with the city of Tacoma in IT positions for 31 years. And he's been moving through a lot of different areas and expertise, and he's been growing. And now the position that he is in, as it increases in responsibilities, now that really the actual classification is somewhat, you know, diminished from what the work he actually does. So now is a time to, since he has had the this long history with the city of Tacoma in the information technology. This request is coming before you in order to waive the competitive exam for that particular position. And if I would, Mary Kay, if you'd like to say a few words, and then Andy here is available if for any comment also.
Hello, thank you for hearing me. Andy's been a long-term employee. I've worked with him for many years, even before I was a manager, and he always had great initiative, but he's taken this job from a senior level up to a technical level. He's been moving the technology as fast as that technology has been changing. He has designed many business automation programs. I think last year his automation efforts were up in like 1.6 million returns in productivity. He's a real asset to have, and we'd like him to, I'd like you to approve the waiver so he can continue his great work.
Mr. Chairman.
Coordinator Sexton.
First, let me say a few excellent reports tonight. I always get grumpy when the reports are brief, and they're not tonight. They're excellent. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for reclassification for Andrew Long, IT Analyst Senior to IT Analyst Senior Technical.
I second that motion.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
I got lost watching someone enter the room, and I meant to say aye.
Okay. I think we have a unanimous aye here. And thank you so much for your service, and it sounds like you've done quite an outstanding job since you've been here. Do you have a few words to say?
I'll just read the statement that I already had prepared. As it stated in the memorandum, I've been employed at the city of Tacoma for 31 years, beginning at age 23. In fact, I recognize Mr. Klein from my early days at TPU. I started with the water department and then power, and then moved my way through, and I've been with IT for many years since. My parents are both public servants. I enjoy working for the city and plan to continue for many more years. So I've always been of the mind that whatever role is necessary, I will fulfill. IT has been very good to me in providing, increasing responsibilities and training and whatnot. And I've taken that and run with it. I appreciate that IT is willing to, or is working towards putting me in the classification that is appropriate based on the role that I do. I also thank the board for their approval.
Thank you again, and hope that you're here for many more years.
Thank you again for your time, Chair Hansen and board.
And last but not least, I'd like Marie Angel to join me for presentation of a residency requirement waiver for Craig Rideout.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Marie Angel. I'm a human resources analyst and I support environmental services. Alongside with me tonight is Shane Pettit, Assistant Division Manager for Environmental Services for the Solid Waste Division. Tonight we are here to request a residency waiver for Craig Rideout. He is an individual who applied for the position of Environmental Systems Tech. This position provides a key health and safety role while performing technical environmental processes to collect and dispose of household hazardous waste materials at the Tacoma Recovery Transfer Center. The candidate strongly meets the technical qualifications and has a current HAZWOPR certification, respirator fit test, respirator training, and an environmental science bachelor's degree and chemical work experience in the lab. I would like to turn it over now to Shane Pettit to talk a little bit more about the experience and details that this position requires and the strong candidate that we would like to request for the residency waiver.
Thank you. The hazardous waste field and the position that this performs for our department is really critical for health and safety, as Marie was mentioning. The hazardous waste field, it's a technical field. It's hazardous materials, which by their very nature are challenging to work with. And there's also challenges in that there are private markets that exist as well that are also hiring folks in this particular domain. And therefore, we have challenges in bringing people on board into this classification. But it's a really important one for safety. We have a household hazardous waste facility where customers come and bring hazardous materials. And this position is responsible for receiving, identifying, processing, and preparing by legal standards for shipment these materials for disposal by incineration to ensure that it stays out of our landfills and out of our waste streams. These materials, if not handled appropriately, it can become very unsafe. So there's important qualifications that are needed both from a technical perspective in dealing with them, as well as competencies for being a part of a team and working with others and communicating. It's important for the environmental system technicians or the ESTs to be able to work together. We have them work in pairs when dealing with certain items. It's the analogy I would give would be similar to paramedics, where you have two people working together to be able to triage and bounce back and make sure what you're doing is the right course of action. It's a similar approach that we take with our ESTs when receiving and packaging materials. There have been times when we've received unknown substances and they're responsible for identifying and quickly ascertaining whether or not this is a dangerous item or not. There have been time periods we've even had to close our facility because they've been able to accurately identify it's an unstable substance and bring in additional resources while we lock down the facility. That fortunately does not happen very often. It is not a common occurrence, but it speaks to the importance of the good judgment and the knowledge and the technical abilities for this classification. As well, this position is responsible if there is unidentified materials in our main garbage stream, they're responsible for identifying and neutralizing that material so that we can safely continue operations in our main receiving building for garbage. Basically, that points to the importance of this position. And in this particular candidate, as Marie mentioned, the qualifications that they have, as well as their strength and the competencies for this position and working part of a team dealing with this type of material, it's therefore our department's recommendation that there is a waiver that we can hire this individual. We have already offered a position to a Tacoma resident, but after this person, there is no other individuals on the list that we have determined meet the qualifications through our interviews and application review processes.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
Again, first, I want to compliment you both on the excellent report tonight. And usually when I say that, I'm just referring to the written report, but I want to make sure you both know, really appreciate your reports here tonight too. I get really grumpy when we get handed those short reports, and it's really nice to get all of the information in front of us so we don't have any trouble making these decisions. Thank you very much. I really appreciate all your work on this. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of residency requirement for Craig Readout, Environmental Service Technician.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Okay, motion passes.
Thank you, Chair Hansen and members of the board. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you.
That concludes my report this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have comments by the public?
The public has just left.
Okay. So at this time, we'd like to recognize Amy Heller, and I don't... Oh, there you are, Amy. You were over there, and you got... I'm easily confused, so... But Amy was on the board for over 20 years, and her expertise and knowledge and intelligence and sense of fairness was really a big contribution to this board. And she has really provided the city with some really incredible service since her time on the board. And so we want to recognize her for that. And does anyone else have any? Dan?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I've got to say something. Because, you know, half the time that Board Member Heller was on the board, you know, she retired and left us. She moved on. And then when a newly elected board member moved away, all of a sudden, you know, we were desperate. Maybe desperate isn't the right word, but we were really looking for some help, someone to come join us down here. And no one's got the expertise and the experience, you know, in all the time I've been here, no one's had the expertise and the experience of Amy. And it was so nice and so good of her to come back and join us. And then I think she sat for, was it two elections, I think? After you came back, but a long time. It was a long time. It makes us all seem old. she was the best. Thank you so much.
Chair, I didn't get the opportunity to be on the board too long with Amy, but the time I did get to spend with her, it was great. And I would recommend anybody that really wanted to get a sense of her commitment to Tacoma and for public service, you look at the Civil Service Board website where they show the past board members talking about their role on the board and those kind of things. For me, for someone that was coming onto it, it was really enlightening to hear her describe how she felt how important this was and how it contributed to the success of Tacoma and the community as a whole. And the other thing that's amazing about Amy is just she's done so many things that her resume is a mile long. And so when you have somebody that's done so many things, that on top of that gives back to the community with all that background experience, is terrific. So I really appreciate what you've done.
So we have some free refreshments to celebrate Amy's contribution. And so are we going to have those in the room next door?
Yes, I think the plan was to go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and then we'll take a quick break, and people can come on into room 148 and celebrate Amy.
Yeah, I think we can take 15 minutes. Was that okay?
Okay. Sure. So.
We'll reconvene, I guess.
Nobody leave.
We'll reconvene about quarter till or 20 till around there. So those of you on Zoom, we'll be back about 15, 20 minutes. Thanks.
So do we have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So
do we have a second?
I second that note.
Oh, we also have all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, the motion passes. We also have a